halfway through the Arizona Hour here at Rosie on the House, and that's what I love about live radio. You know, magic like that. That Buck was just listening randomly when we mentioned that a few Saturdays ago. He called in. You got the call. We put that together, and I'm happy to know Arizona has a cattle drive parade somewhere in its list. Somewhere in the state, you can go see a live cattle drive. And I did not know that about Longhorn. I knew they were typically a more mellow, but I didn't know that they were the most docile of the breeds we have here. They have, you know, I mean.
Liability-wise, you would hope so, right?
But it makes sense. You know, when you're the biggest and baddest, you can be the most docile.
I betcha. I love this time of year. You know, January, February, March, we have so many events and so many cool things going on. It's so fun to be outside. And I love horses so much. And, you know, Dad and I love riding our walkers, our Tennessee walkers. But I just like to smell them. I just like to be around them. I don't even care. Did you see all the things that are coming up, all the horse events that are coming to town? We have, of course, the Arabian Horse Show runs.
Westworld, always a big event.
February 14th to the 24th. And it's kind of magic. I mean, it's nothing we could ever be a part of or anything. It's just fun to go look. It's kind of like going to Barrett Jackson, you know, just looking at things you could never afford.
But except you don't bid on the horses.
You
right?
don't. Yeah. And But the horses are amazingly beautiful. And they have this one night where they just, it's called Liberty. And the horses basically dance to music.
You can see that on Bourbon Street, too.
No, not like this.
the mounted New Orleans Police Patrol, their horses, they trained them to dance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they danced down Bourbon Street.
There's just nothing prettier than Arabian. And they have the Arabian costumes, and they have all kinds of fun shopping. It's good people watching, good food.
But so that's the Arabian Horse Show at Westworld.
Mm-hmm, that's one kind of venue. But then I also like the things February 16th through 24th, if you drop down to Casa Grande, which we love it. They have the Casa Grande Cowboy Days and O'odham Tash Rodeo. So they have rodeo, two-day Native American
now,
rodeo.
I had mentioned earlier that Buckeye has one of the best, has the best covered arena in the state, in my opinion.
Okay.
That Casa Grande, it's not covered, but they've got some of the most well-maintained rodeo grounds. I mean, we'll be there all this weekend. The Queen Creek Junior Rodeo Association has their event, and we'll be there the next 2 days. But, I mean, just it's clean. It's well-kept. They've got a food food option. You know, a lot of them don't have a food. It's not a food truck, but it's not a restaurant. Snack Shack is what they call it, or the Thirsty Shack, as the kids call it. And it's right behind the grandstands. They've got some of the better PA systems in the town.
That helps a lot.
It does.
When you can hear the kid's name and their score.
How about that, folks?
Well, this one in Casa Grande goes on a whole week. And they even have a Canadian rodeo. I mean, they've just got all kinds of good stuff all week long.
Put that on the 7 o'clock Arizona Hour, because we have two or three Saturdays before that comes up. And love to get more information about that one.
Of course, a famous one, really well known, is February 22nd to 24th is the Lost Dutchman Days in Apache Junction. That's probably one of the original
That's a horse
ones,
event?
Well, it's got a rodeo. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just pictured more of a mining event.
Yeah, they have the whole gamut. And this one, Romy, we've got to check it out. You said you hadn't heard of this. It's March 14th to 17th. It's called Roots and Boots. It's in Queen Creek, and it features the country's top cowboys and cowgirls.
Cowboys and cowgirls according to what?
Don't
like
ask me
PRCA?
Questions.
Like the PRCA? The ranch rodeo, the PRCA.
I'll do a little research for you.
Okay.
It looked good.
Pinal County.
I'm gullible that way. It looked really exciting to me. Like I said, just got to smell
Can
the
Can you self-appoint yourself?
Romy's top.
Okay, well, we've got weeks before that, so we can get some more details. I'm curious, though, about this other top 10 parade events in Arizona.
Okay, so you guess the top one.
The Fiesta Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And they're not really...
No cattle in that one.
No. It's chronological. I don't think it's like... as far as popularity, that this list, because it goes through the year. It marches through the year. So you start with the Fiesta Bowl, then February.
Okay, hang on. So the top 10, let me see. You've got to have Prescott's Christmas parade.
Do you know what didn't make it? Do you know what made it instead? Was the Phoenix Electric Light Parade, which is...
Is that the APS one?
Yeah.
I hear that's impressive.
It is, but it's a big deal to get down there. If you've got a bunch of kids, it's kind of hard to get down there. And I was the... leader for the 4-H Clogging Club for years, and it's expensive to participate. You got to buy all the lights and stuff. So, but it's you got to see it once, I'm sure.
Must be tough to clog with lights on, you know.
Yeah.
The lights are clinging to you.
So, the power company doesn't provide you the lights?
No. They do not. They
well, I guess that's the same at my house. They just keep them on, but I got to buy them individually.
There you go.
So the Prado del Sol's got to be on the top 10.
Yes, absolutely.
It's
okay.
Be,
that's
yeah.
the one in February. World's largest horse-drawn parade with 1,000 horses. Now,
are there cattle in it, though? I don't ever remember cattle
I
in
do
that.
Remember a cattle drive.
You do?
This was many, many years ago down Scottsdale Road, and I guess there were about, I don't know, 15, 16 heads, and one of them got loose and ended up in the front of one of the hotels there, and they were. I was watching them round them up, and I don't believe they do them anymore.
All right, who's going to do that? Gary, are you going to call him? Jennifer?
I can
are you
call
gonna,
him.
Somebody call him. Find out. Are there cattle in the parade?
I remember seeing a bison in the parade, but I don't remember.
That's not a cow, though.
No, I know. I know, but I don't remember seeing cows. I remember seeing lots of horses. I love that part of the parade. I used to take you guys down in my little red wagon.
I remember that, but I don't ever remember cattle.
Now, did you take Romy to the Trails End celebration, too, when he was a kid?
No, I didn't do that.
Why not?
The hash knife is that's one that would make a fun topic for the 7 o'clock hour. This is an old ranch up near Winslow where they still, once a year, the Pony Express, they put together riders, and they bring the mail by horse, Pony Express style, from Winslow right to downtown Scottsdale. And I think the end is in the actual rodeo arena, and they deliver the mail to the U.S. Postal Worker, and they take it there to from there to their, you know, I'm sure the local mail station.
But it's the actual mail, too. It's
yeah.
not like fake
no,
mail
it's
or
not.
Anything.
It's pretty great. Cool. So that always kicks off the Parada del Sol rodeo as part of those festivities. So we should get someone from the Hash Knife and the Parada del Sol ahead of time.
I'm on it.
All right, so what else? Rex Allen Day's on there?
Nope.
They didn't make it.
Wow.
Now, I think...
Like you said, it depends on who makes up the list, right? Whoever makes up the list
right.
has to say that's the top 10.
Best 10 according to whose standards.
That's right.
I'm out of parades, I think.
Okay, how about this one? The Ostrich Festival Parade made it.
That's got to be Marana.
Chandler,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not by the...
I thought the same thing.
Rooster Cogburn Ostrich Ranch down in Marana.
No,
or
it's not.
Or it's more Picacho, I should say.
And this
but,
is the
but that
31st
has become
annual.
A very big event, the Ostrich Festival. It's a hoot to go to.
100,000 people, 31st annual.
There was a newlywed that were killed by ostriches.
What?
In the turn of the century, this is what you get when you read Marshall Trimble's Arizona history books.
Okay.
It was one of the first times they had tried to bring ostrich to Arizona to herd them as a ranch crop, and these crazy birds stampeded, and just this couple going along in their horse-drawn carriage got stampeded. These ostriches.
Well, they have a really strong kick, don't they?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
St. Patrick's Day parade in March.
Where?
In downtown. Downtown, and it ends at the Irish Cultural Center. You can.
Oh, Phoenix. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
The 4th of July parade in Flagstaff. Which I have not done that one, but that would be fun. Nice place to be
no,
in July.
No, 4th of July, that was my grandfather's birthday was on 4th of July, and still to this day we carry on the, you know, that's our family day together. So, yeah, I've always wanted to do the Prescott. That's got to be on the 4th of July weekend too, right?
Yeah,
the
that's
Prescott
the one
Pro Rodeo.
Where Dad was in the rodeo and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did that one make the
in
list?
In high school. No, just that one.
Just the Flagstaff one?
I think they just picked one parade for each kind of major event. So the Wild West Days in Cave Creek, and then Daisy Mountain Veterans Day Parade. We have done that one with the Cloggers. It's very special, just right in the Anthem area. Thanksgiving Day Parade in Fountain Hills, along with the Turkey Trot.
Mm.
That's a great day.
Done that turkey trot.
Do they pardon a turkey?
I don't know. They should. And then the APS parade. So
that was, and that top 10 list was according to who?
The list I found on the internet.
Oh, okay. On the internet machine?
Says. Source. Found on the internet.
It's
ArizonaAdventures.com.
Okay.
I bet you we're missing a bunch of parades in some of the smaller towns. And we have to.
Oh, they've
Crown
got the
King,
and
I bet you has a great one.
You think Crown King has a parade?
Yeah, I think probably for like 4th of July. Probably.
And there's
got to
be a Route
long.
66 parade with cars somewhere at Williams.
Oh, you know Williams.
You're
kind of
stuck on that Route
like
66
that.
Thing.
Yeah, you know what? When I first moved here, there were two things I wanted to see. The Grand Canyon, because I'd never seen it before, and find sections of Route 66. I've always been fascinated
so
by
have you
it.
Done both?
I have. I've got a couple of sections. We had a guest on back in November. We had Roman Rich, who's been documenting Route 66. And he told me about a stretch that I have to get permission to get on the land and drive it. But he says it's pretty fascinating. It takes a little time to get to a bridge that still has the original guardrails. But it's the kind of guardrails you would never see today. It's a piece of art, actually.
Oh, that nice. Yeah. You said you wouldn't see it today, I was thinking that...
somebody slapped him up.
Yeah, it was so dangerous that they would never pass the ADOT standards. Yeah.
No. They're kind of, guardrails are guardrails. They're pretty, even when you go across the big bridge at Hoover Dam, you've got the standard guardrails, and you can't see Hoover Dam because you're doing 55 and all. But 66 has always been fascinating. And, of course, there's a bill in Congress right now to make the entire Route 66, the existing road, a National Historic Trail. And that could be a big thing for Arizona.
All right. So here's a project for anybody that wants it. I don't have time, but let's see. ArizonaParade.com. And then you could just have all the parades of Arizona listed there. And you could use that for, as part of... approaching, you could charge each parade a few bucks to get it listed there. And
are you giving away another $1 million idea?
I am. We need an ArizonaParade.com. There's actually when you type that in, it brings up the Tucson Rodeo Parade, Fiesta de Los Vaqueros. I hear that one is one to see.
Oh, I bet.
And I'm trying to remember the name of it. There's some venue somewhere downtown Phoenix that they used to have a Mexican rodeo at, and that's a lot different than an American rodeo. So, I've been to that one, but I haven't been to the Tucson one. I would imagine it's on a much bigger scale. But they, the clothing that they wear is so much more. I wouldn't say it's a combination between mariachi and rodeo, but I mean it is
spectacular.
Yeah, it isn't something you just slap on your Wranglers and go to your rodeo. I mean, these are presentations, and I think it ties it back into, I think I would imagine a lot with the Spain and the matadors and that type of presentation for their events, but the roping that they do and the riding that they do.
That would be really interesting. They'd still do that, you said?
I'd imagine. I mean, you wouldn't call it Fiesta de los Vaqueros in Tucson and not have a Mexican rodeo, right?
I can't believe that didn't make the top 10.
So, well, somebody add that to your to-do. We got to get somebody in for the ahead of the Tucson Rodeo for an update on what they're going to have. So,
on it.
But there's something for somebody. It looks like ArizonaParade.com is an open domain for anybody. And if you do it, you've got to then come to let us know about it at RosieOnTheHouse.com so we can make sure we're covering these events as they're happening and make sure that, whatever is happening in your corner of Arizona, we share with the rest of the state, because there's so many great things and we've got so many different climates. You may be stuck up in Flagstaff right now listening to us on CAF and looking for something to get out and do. It's 7:40 something. You could beat a Buckeye by the time and catch the parade in time.
Warm up a little bit.
Yeah.